Chapter 15. Make sure you memorize chapter 15, verse 1, step 3, 1. Don't be afraid. Point number 1. I am your shield. Number 2. And I will be your great reward. The moment you listen to him, listen to the Father. Write that down. Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 45. Listen to the Father, learn from the Father, and come to Jesus. And that's how you get blessed. Don't be afraid. Okay, write that down. Everyone, all of us, just listen to the Father. Listen to what he has to say. He tells you to leave earth, champion, you leave. And then he goes the midway to Haran. The Lord says, leave Haran, you leave Haran. Go to the Canaan, you go to the Canaan. So listen to the Father, learn from him, come to Jesus, and you will experience the blessing in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Don't be afraid. Now go to Genesis chapter 13. Wow, I go back to Genesis chapter 12. Is Abraham afraid? You bet he's afraid. Because he carried his wife, say to Lotta, you're my sister. What? He's afraid. His life will be taken away because of his wife. His wife is beautiful. We are not afraid. We are afraid all the time, I tell you. But God said, don't be afraid. I am your shield. And in fact, in Genesis chapter 12, he became a wealthy man. And I am your very great reward. I found out that this kind of vision from the Lord is very, very good. I pray for a long time. So how do I preach in this Genesis chapter 15? The Lord tell me. Circle the word vision. The Lord spoke to Abraham through a vision. Without vision, you write that down. Proverbs chapter 29, 18. Without vision, my people went astray. You do your own thing. Don't be afraid. I am your shield. I am your very great reward. You won't get reward if you don't listen to me. You won't get reward if you don't learn from me. Try to do it. See what's the outcome. You get nothing to lose. Same as in 1989. In December, I hear the Lord calling. In November, I hear the Lord calling. And he asked, he told me, I don't want you to be an engineer, I want you to be a pastor. And I listen to him. I learn from him. What do I get to lose? If I find out that I listened to him wrongly, okay? That's it, I come back 3 years later, right? I learned. And then I come to Jesus. I get the great reward. Every time when you do God's will, you need to be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. I am your shield. When I call you, I am responsible for your life. I am responsible for all your blessings. Okay? And I will be your great reward. King Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is very strong and powerful. But my Lord is stronger than he is. You understand? I am your shield. He becomes weak in that place. During the famine. During the famine. Why? I am your shield. And I am your great reward. They are so weak that they cannot stay together. In Genesis chapter 13, Abraham is not afraid because Abraham as a shield. Abraham has great reward. He learned that. Ever seen part company with Lot, and the Lord appeared to him and covered him. This time is different. The land that you see, north, south, east, west, I not only give it to your offspring, I give it to you forever. That is the shield. That is a great reward. And that's how he get it. He got his mother pregnant. He didn't have to fight with God. He let him choose. You choose the north, I choose the south. You choose the east, I choose the west. And then the Lord appeared to him, you don't fight with your brother. I am your shield. I'm your great reward. Write that down in Genesis chapter 13. Write down Proverbs chapter 13, verse 16. Every prudent man acts out of knowledge. He knows that. His blessing is from the Lord. He didn't need to fight with his nephew. You make a choice. I go the other way. You understand? Every prudent man acts out of knowledge. He knows that. He knows what to do. When you act out knowledge, you'll be truly blessed. Write that down. 13:16. Write that down in Genesis chapter 14:2. He fight the war. Didn't he know that the dirt pain is so powerful? Every battle you win, Abraham took the risk to rescue the one who quarreled with him because he loved him. Right? He wasn't afraid. What? I'm your shield. I'm your Lord, great reward. Brother and sister, if you don't remember everything that I say, I want you to memorize Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Don't be afraid. I am your shield and I am your great reward. Every prudent man act out of knowledge. Don't act out of your ignorance. You don't study the Bible, you act out of ignorance. You know that. We need to love one another, right? Loving one another is God's command. Abraham knew that. He loved his family. Did he lose his life? No, he didn't lose his life. Did God say to him, don't be afraid, fight the battle? No, he didn't. God just tell him, because he knows how to love his family. He fight the good fight, right? The Lord indeed become his shield. When the Lord said to him in a vision at night, saying to him, I am your shield. He understood what it really means based on the previous experience, right? He loved his father. He didn't possess the house, he didn't possess any wealth from his father, but he got better houses, better wealth to come. In the family time, when you follow God, you go through family, doesn't matter. In the family time, I am your shield, I am your great reward, I make you so wealthy that you two cannot stay together. In the battle, that king is so powerful, we seven battles already, who am I? I'm the 380 men. They've never been fighting before, right? But the Lord didn't tell him, don't be afraid. I am your shield and I am your great reward. I thank God to give me that vision to know how to preach the Genesis 15. It's beneficial to me. I personally experienced that blessing and I want my children and my people that I serve to receive the same kind of blessing. Don't be afraid. Be afraid all the time. I want you to write that down. Write that down in Psalm 47, Psalm 31. Both of them and the very last words. Psalm 27. You want to get a blessing? You have to be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Write that down, my friend. They use a different word, say the same thing. We are afraid. Oh, don't tell me to do this. I can't do it. You are stupid. You say you can't do it, that means you have no shield. If you can do it, God say, I am your shield. I protect your wealth. I protect your health. I protect everything that you have. And I give you all. And I am your very great reward. Turn to Psalm 31. Word about the word. Talk about the same thing. Be strong and take heart. All you who walk in the Lord. Write that down. Psalm 31, 24. Write that down. 27, 14. Write in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. They talk about the same thing. In order for you to get protection from God, in order for you to get great reward from God, you have to be strong and courageous and pick up. Don't be afraid. Anybody say it? Does it make sense? It makes sense. You know, I heard that from mainland China. I don't know whether it's true. I'm just telling you that the news was reported yesterday. Just a simple event. The mask that they purchased in China is fake. These Bible verses. It's genuine, true word. You lean on it, you don't have to be afraid. You be strong and courageous. This word give you wealth, give you protection. The mighty God, Almighty God, is my shield, is my very good reward. When I come to the congregation last year, don't be afraid. I am your shield. And I am your great reward. I say, give the faith pledge to God. Some people follow, some people ignore. The one who follow, the one get blessing. You can chase after those people. You give it. Tell me what kind of blessing that you get. I tell my daughter, a year before 2018, the overtime. Overtime that she gets is $200. That's a few hours. Last year, 2019, the overtime is $8,800. Freight cash is $10,000. 88, right? And then last week, I see that her paycheck. The company say you cannot accumulate the vacation time for so long. You either have to take the vacation or get the pay. And you get the pay. $4,000. More than what you have given it to the Lord. On top of that, you give $1 in an offering, you get 50 cents back on the tax. People are free. Oh, that's my money, hard-earned money. I'm shredding to earn that. You know, you don't need to be shredding to do that. I am your shield. I am your very great reward. And then a month ago, the boss called her. I give you a raise, 7%. The Lord give you more than you give it to Him. My God is not poor and needy. You are poor and needy. Right? Gold and silver belongs to me, said the Lord in Haggai. You being mean to God? You think you're going to live a wealthy life? No, you know. Lo and behold, with that kind of plague and disease come in China, you know how many people will declare bankrupt? You wait and see. When the Lord shook it, just like the book of Haggai, And all this wealth that you do, you store for yourself, you give it to someone else. Write that down. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Abraham was afraid. Why are you giving me all this blessing? I remain childless. I have no child. That means all my wealth, all my property, my servant, Eliezer, can inherit from Damascus. The Lord said, no. Your servant will not inherit your inheritance. Your very son, from your body, from your blood, your son will inherit. Not your servant. That's exactly what the Bible says. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. A good man leave an inheritance for his children. Write that down. Abraham is a good man. He leave his inheritance to who? To Isaac. Not to Eliezer from Damascus. Everybody say? God will act according to his knowledge, according to his promise in the law of promise. He said, brother and sister, are you telling me the truth? This promise is after Genesis. When Abraham in Genesis, he didn't even have a promise. All God promises, you write it down, is retroactive. Because God's truth lasts forever and ever. My word is eternal. Stand firm in heaven. From the beginning to the end. So it's retroactive. Alright? So that's why every prudent man act out of knowledge. If you have the word of God within your heart, you know what to do. He's afraid. Why do you keep on blessing me? At the end of my life, my servant should inherit it. God said, no, don't be afraid. Your servant is not going to inherit it. A good man leaves his inheritance to his wife, to his children, and children. Now, because I need the Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22, I want you to write that down. Okay? Write that down, 13, 22. You divide this Bible verse into two parts. 22, A, that good man is Abraham. 22, B, that sinner wealth is stored up for the righteous. Righteous, you write that down, is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That sinner, you write that down, sinner wealth, and the righteous. You write that down. And you also write that down, that 10 nations, temporarily, they take possession of that 10 nations. Chapter 15, Genesis. I read that to you, verse 17. When the sun has set and darkness has fallen, a smoking fireball with a blazing torch appeared and passed between the pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham and said, to you, to your descendant, I will give this land. From the river of Egypt to the great river of Euphrates, that including 10 nations, the land of the Canaanite, 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 Hittite, Perizzite, Mephite, Amorite. Right beside Amorite was 21. You write that down. Was 16. Was 16. For the sins of the Amorite has not yet reached its measure. When it reached all these measures, Abraham didn't take possession of the inheritance of Amorite. And then according to the covenant, all Abraham's children could inherit the 10 nations, including Canaan, Jebusite, and Jebusite. So all these possessions is in fulfillment of the promise. Chapter 13, verse 22. The wicked man, they have wealth, they have these and they have that, they have houses. They store it up for who? For Abraham, for Isaac, and for Jacob, and for us, because we are righteous in God's sight. Everybody say, don't worry, he just stored up for me. Don't worry, don't be afraid. Whatever you've given it up, the Lord said, the moment you turn to me, in Job 42:10, in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12, I give you double portion. Whatever you forsake for me, Matthew chapter 19, in the Millennium Kingdom, I give you 100-fold. Don't be afraid. I am your shield. I am your very big reward. Wow. I have so much time. I go back to study verse by verse to see whether it's true or not. All right? You didn't get the main part? What's the main part? Don't be afraid. I am your shield. I am your very great reward. That's retroactive to the previous chapter, starting 11 all the way to 15. 15 is right now. And then in the future, your children are going to get Canaan. Now you get Amorite. You're a stranger in Amorite. All this wealth belongs to you. Whereas the sinner wealth is stored for the righteous. You are in good heaven, am I right? Is it good? It is very, very good. I like this kind of Bible verse, okay? And that's why I pass it on to you. You're going to get the blessing. Don't just listen to the word of God. Do it. Right beside 15:1, you write my Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 41. Listen carefully to the Father and learn from it and do it. Try to do it. And then when you do it, you come to Jesus, ask Jesus to help you. You are good to go. Go back. I read that to you. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. After this battle, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Right beside the vision, you write that 29:18. Without vision, people go astray, do their own thing. With the vision, then you see that. He's your shield. He's your very big reward. You're going to have the courage. You're going to take time. You're going to do it. That's a saddle. You write that down, right beside the vision. Psalms 29:18. You do it, and you get blessed. So guess what? In Proverbs chapter 28, Proverbs chapter 29:18, blessed is he who keeps the vision from the Lord. You write beside the Lord. Vision from the Lord. The Lord, sum up in one word, is love. Love the Lord and love your brother and sister. Where there's no vision, where there's no revelation, people cast off restraint, do their own thing. Blessed is Abraham who keep the vision. He wasn't afraid. Thing that he didn't understand, he asked the Lord. Verse 2, but Abraham said, oh, sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless? He's afraid that he's childless. All this blessing is in vain. And the one who will inherit my ethnic is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, you have given me no children. So a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to Abraham, this man, your servant, will not be your heir. Write that down. Write that down. Proverbs 13:16. Write that down. Proverbs 19:14. Memorize it. Don't be afraid. Okay? Whatever you have, listen to me. If whatever you have, you store up for the righteous people, that means you are wicked, you are a sinner. Okay? Don't store for others. Store for your own children and children. Act out of knowledge, and you get a blessing. Keep going. Then the word of the Lord came to Abram, his man, your servant, although he is faithful, but he will not be your heir, but a son, singular, that's Isaac, coming from your own body, will be your heir. Isaac will be your heir. But later on, through Galatian, serve the word son, a son singular, right on Galatians 3:16, that son is Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Go back in verse 5. The Lord called Abram outside and said, look up at the heaven and count the star. If indeed you can count it, then he said to him, so shall your offspring, their offspring, serve the word. It's 3:16. Galatians. Now, talk about Isaac. Later on, we find out that, wow, talk about Jesus Christ. The single offspring, your seed will be as numerous as the star in the sky, as numerous as the sand in the seashore. Verse 6. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited him as righteousness. I want you to write that down right beside here. You write down Psalm 103, 18 and 19. Psalm 103. I'm sorry, 17 and 18. Psalm 103, 17 and 18. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and God's righteousness is with their children's children. Who are the children's children? And verse 18, talk about who are the children's children. I want you to write that down, right beside children, children. You write down Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. A good man leaves his inheritance to his children's children. All right? And who are children, children? I want you to remember that. Not his parents. Okay? Not his third wife, six sons. No. It's Isaac. You know why? Because Isaac, remember God's covenant. Remember God's word. And he do it. In Genesis chapter 26, when Isaac was in Gerar, he wanted to go to Egypt in the time of famine. God said to him, don't go to Egypt. Stay at the place that I tell you. Stay at the place. He wasn't afraid. The Lord is his shield. And the Lord is his great reward. During the time of famine, he was rewarded one and four. Isn't it good? Not happy children. I want you to memorize Psalm 118, Psalm 103, verse 18. What do you mean by the chosen children? The chosen children mean who keep his covenant, just like Abraham keep God's covenant, and remember God's word and obey. These parents do not listen to God's word. Esau did not listen to God's word. Jacob didn't listen to God's word. Does it make sense? Don't just memorize the Bible you want to memorize in verse 17, ignore the verse 18. Your children will only get it. They will listen to the Father, learn from the Father, and come to Jesus. Whereas Esau didn't get it. Ishmael didn't get it. Isaac get it. Does it make sense? Keep going. Psalm 15. Abraham believed in the Lord, believed in his word, believed in his promise. He wasn't afraid because the Lord is his shield and his very great reward. Then the Lord go on to say to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of Chaldea to give you this land, the land of Amorite, to take possession. But I give it to your children, 10 pieces of property, in verse 18 to 21. The more you follow God, the more you know the blessing. It is very great reward. It don't just be Amorite that can inherit and give it to your children. 10 nations. You don't study the scripture, you don't even know. The more you study the scripture, the more you become bold and courageous and take heart. You write that down, right beside 18 to 23. You write that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has ever conceived what the Lord has prepared to give those who love it. You don't ask for it. You don't study scripture. You don't know. All you know is what you have right now. You know what? If you're wicked, what you have right now, you don't store for yourself, you don't store for your children. You store for the righteous. You store for the good man. I don't care whether you understand these Bible verses or not. You see, all the wealthy men in the U.S., they give it to the poor. They don't store for their own children. You see that? That Bible verse is so powerful. That's why they can leave a good old age. You still useful, eh? You can write a check, eh? Okay, I keep your life there. I keep your life. You can write a check to give it to the poor. Okay? Don't ever think that you store for yourself unless you're a good man. If you're a sinner, you store for some other person. That's vanity. That's delay. That's a waste of time. Every good man, add out of Lawrence, 13:16 marks. You memorize God's word, you do it accordingly, you're good to go. Keep going. Abraham said to the Lord, O sovereign Lord, you are powerful. How can I know I will pay successions of the army? As the Lord said, you don't just pay possessions of the army. I give you 9 other nations too. So the Lord said to him, bring a higher. A goat, a ram, each 3 years old, along with a dove and a young pigeon. That five animals represent our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. Because when God makes a covenant with his people, he has to make a covenant with blood. Either the blood of animal or the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, God made a covenant with his people through the blood of animal that symbolizes the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that we partake the Holy Communion? This is my blood that I make a covenant with you. Every month, we remember God make a covenant with us. Don't be afraid. I am your shield. I am your great reward. Keep on doing what the Lord wants you to do. And then at the end of your life, you can say what Jesus said. It is finished. In Gospel of John chapter 19, verse 30. Just like what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4. I have fought a good fight. I have run the race. You tell me to go east, I go east. And I kept my faith. The righteous judge Jesus Christ has in store for me a crown of righteousness. Not only for me, but for those who love and for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The reason why you're longing for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, because you are the wise virgin. You've done it already. You're good to go. I'm not worrying about their plan in China. I'm worrying about before I die, have I done what the Lord required me to do? Everybody say, then you're good to go. And on top of that, and I'm going to inherit double portion and hundredfold, right? I'm looking forward to that day. All right? Even Jesus preaching, he make an open to everyone. Okay? He let everyone to learn the lesson. That's why the Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 45 says, listen to the Father, learn from him, and come to Jesus. Don't ever say, only you get a blessing. I want all of them to get a blessing. The one who is not afraid, the one who not listen to the word of man, is the one who get the blessing. Proverbs, the book of Proverbs say, the word of man is like just like deep water, deep well, doesn't quench your thirst. But the wisdom of spirit is from God. God's word is like a spring, bubbling spring. Keep coming to you. Quench your thirst. Meet your need. Okay? Make you happy so that you won't be afraid. A lot of people, they keep accumulating wealth, just like Matthew chapter 24. They keep accumulating to buy this, to buy that. When they come to offering to the Lord, they have no money to offer to the Lord. Too much investment. But if they realize all these investments are stored up for the righteous, and you say, I'm going to turn around, I'm not going to do it. But people don't learn that. People don't learn that. Okay? Keep going. When Abraham brought all this according to the Lord, to him, cut them in two, and arranged their heart opposite each other. The bird, however, he did not cut in half. Then bird of prey came down on the carcass. On the carcasses, but Abraham drove them away. As the sun was setting, and Abraham fell into deep sleep. I want to show you the word. A thick and dreadful darkness came over him. What is that? You write that down. Psalm 18. Psalm 18, verse 9, all the way to 11. When the Lord parted the heaven and came down, that cloud were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He shone on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark gray cloud of the sky. So what does it mean? It means when the thick and dreadful darkness came over Abraham, that means the Lord Jesus Christ came down to Abraham. I want you to write that down. 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 1. Solomon said the same thing. Then Solomon said, the Lord has said that he would dwell in a thick darkness, when a thick dreadful darkness came over Abraham, that means the Lord came over Abraham and appeared to him in verse 13. You know why the Lord appeared to him? Because he's strong and courageous. He leaned on the Lord, leaned on the Lord's protection. I am your shield, your very great reward. He believed in it, the Lord came over him. And verse 13, let him see that the Lord come down to give you blessing. And then say to him, then the Lord said to him, know for certain that your descendant will be stranger in a country not their own. And we know that when Moses wrote the Genesis, this promise hasn't been fulfilled. Now we read this Genesis chapter 2, chapter 15. We know that this statement has already been fulfilled. Egyptians cannot hold the people, Israel, 2 million people to stay in Egypt. Moses and Aaron lead them out of Egypt. And that has been fulfilled. God is a faithful promise. So that's why we don't need to be afraid. Because he's your shield, he's your very great reward. And God gave him the map. What will happen? Then the Lord said to him, know for certain. You know what? You write that down, know for certain. You write down Psalm 103, 17 and 18, especially for his children. His children has experienced that. Because at that time, 40 years later, Abraham has passed away, Isaac passed away, Jacob passed away, and all this has to be fulfilled, but it will be fulfilled in his children. So when he said, no for certain, write that down. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21. Make sure that the promise of God, the Spirit that, the Holy Spirit that God gave to you, never depart from your mouth, nor your children's mouth. Make sure you tell your children to remember that. Then your children will get the blessing. For all those people, write that down, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 600,000 people of Israel. They don't remember God's word, they oppose God, they die in the wilderness, they cannot enter. Not all children can enter, only those who remember and obey the covenant of the Lord. So that's why he said, know for certain that your descendants will be stranger in a country not their own, that is Egypt, and they will be enslaved and mistreated 400 years. Unfortunately, they were mistreated 430 years. Why? Because they opposed Moses. Moses wanted to deliver them at the time of 390 years. He said, who are you to be my leader? I don't need to follow you. I follow God. Okay, you don't follow Moses? Then you have to wait another 40 more years. It becomes 130 years. Because they don't believe in God's word. Those people who do not believe in God's word are not Abraham's descendants. That's why they don't get it. They die in the wilderness. And verse 14, and I will punish the nation that beat you. They serve as slaves, and afterward they will come out with great possession. And all this has been fulfilled. You, however, will go to your father in peace and will be buried at a good old age, later than Genesis chapter 25, this is here. In the fourth generation, your descendant will come back here, for the siege of Amorite has not yet reached its measure. In other words, doesn't matter whether you're a Gentile or you're the Jewish people, if you sin against God, if your sin hasn't reached to his measure, he allows you to stay. When that measure is to the fullest, just like Genesis chapter 6, the flood will come. Our Heavenly Father, help us to remember, you didn't judge us, doesn't mean that you won't judge. Just that the time hasn't come. But when the time comes, we will be very miserable. And help us to have the faith not to oppose God's servant, just like the people of Israel opposed Moses and Aaron, 600,000 according to Paul teaching in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. They all died in the wilderness, they are not in possessions of God's inheritance. And I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.